types of avalanches. There are three types of avalanches. Loose avalanches. Our loose avalanches are sometimes referred to as slough or point release. They tend to be smaller than their counterpart slab avalanches, but can certainly be deadly. They can sweep us off our feet in an instant. Imagine being in cliffy terrain or bury us quickly in a terrain tear. Think if we're in a gully or creek. Loose snow avalanches do not need a weak layer. It is the surface snow that slides and can sometimes step down to a slab if there's a buried weak layer below. We can identify a loose avalanche by the avalanche starts from a single point, it fans out and creates a triangle shape. Slab avalanches. Slab avalanches are the monsters that we hear about in the news. They tend to be larger than loose avalanches and release suddenly and all at once, quickly turning a fun day into a potentially deadly one. Slab avalanches result from a weak layer failing and a cohesive block of snow releasing. They tend to release above us, making it very challenging to escape. The potential size of a slab avalanche is relative to how deep the weak layer is and how big the terrain is. We can identify a slab avalanche by the crown. This is the smooth wall that forms where the fracture line is at the top of the avalanche. What we need for a slab avalanche to occur is a weak layer, a slab, a trigger, and terrain steep enough to slide. Cornices. Last but not least, we'll talk about cornices. Cornices are unique in that when they fail, that alone can create an avalanche, or it could trigger a weak layer, creating an even larger avalanche. Cornices are overhanging masses of wind-deposited snow that overhang from sharp terrain features, like ridges or peaks. Cornices can become deadly quickly by breaking off in response to the weight of a person, machine, or changing weather. Dry and wet avalanches. Within our loose and slab avalanches, we can have dry snow avalanches and wet snow avalanches. Our dry snow avalanches happen mid-winter when the snow is cold and the riding is good. A good trick for identifying dry snow is when you cannot make a snowball. Wet avalanches happen when the weather warms up, typically in the spring or if we have a midwinter warm-up. A good trick for identifying moist or wet snow is that it's moist when you can easily make a snowball and wet when you can squeeze the water out of that snowball. We can have both loose and slab dry avalanches as well as loose and slab wet avalanches. Avalanche debris is like cement regardless of whether it's wet or dry. With our dry snow avalanches, the friction of the snow sliding warms it up, and once it starts, it cools and freezes. We can imagine how heavy the debris from a wet avalanche would be, which is all the more reason to buy a good quality probe and shovel. Some common signs that the snow is starting to warm up and become wet are when we see pinwheeling, which is little balls of snow that are rolling down the surface, or snow falling out of the trees.